Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hey angels, welcome back to another episode of the Guide Me Glow podcast. This is actually the part two of the last episode, so if you haven't listened to that, go ahead, listen to that, and then go on to this one. It's episode 28. We talk about more of the dating side of things, and this podcast part is more about sex, relationships, all the good stuff. I mean, this one is definitely more of the juicier part of the episode. I feel like we, you know, got warmed up and really, you know, spill the tea for you guys. So I hope you enjoy. Let us know what you think. And yeah, without further ado, let's get into the episode. What about sex?
What about it?
Well, what do you think guys do that they think girls like but we actually don't like?
I don't want to offend anyone.
No, okay. Offense taken.
No,
because
offense.
It's not what we say, it's about how you feel about yourself, so.
Yeah, true. I feel like every body is different. So I feel like that's also like the same with us, like girls.
Yeah, like your like sex with one person is not the same obviously with another person.
Definitely.
What you like with one partner is not going to be the same with another partner because it's just different experience.
Yeah, because I feel like someone tells you, you know, when you ask someone they like someone tells you one thing and then you try and do it to someone else. Because, it does not go down well. So, yeah. Okay. I think, I mean, it depends. I feel like this depends how far into a relationship you are and also what you've done before. But, like, I feel like some guys...
Say it!
Some guys, like, quite... Early on, like, I feel like I have to warm up to someone.
100%.
And I feel like some guys just go, like, all in with everything. Like, they want to experiment, like, every part of your body.
Like, way too soon.
Yeah. Like, slow down, you've got time.
Yeah.
What's the rush? I feel like, you know, if someone tries to, like, stick their finger up
your... Say it louder.
Like, I don't know how to say it in a nice way. Like, yeah. Like... Up your butt.
Not first time,
but I mean like...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, just like too soon.
Like you don't need to experiment everything on the first time you're having sex like fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like slow down, you know?
Yeah. I feel like, yes, that can feel nice, but just save that for a later time. I don't know.
It's like personal.
That turns me off.
Yeah, like sex is such a personal thing. Like,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Why we're so like selective with who we choose to sleep with, because it's giving yourself to them in a certain way, right? And it's like, it's very personal, it's like your body. So you have to feel safe within that, and like to do all those things you have to like build up that trust kind of thing.
For sure.
So like you have to be comfortable with each other. But yeah, I think too much too soon is like
too
bit of a turn off.
Yeah.
Oh, such a turn off when they just do it for them.
Yeah.
You can tell as well.
Yeah.
And it just feels like...
It feels like you're being used.
A doll. Like, actually.
Oh, no, not
it's
nice.
Awful.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, that's the biggest thing, actually, that turns me off is, like, boys being selfish in bed. Like, It doesn't make you want to have sex with them.
No, it's literally like, get off me. And also, like, the whole thing we were talking about before, how, like, sex doesn't start with sex.
Oh, no.
It starts, like, the whole day. Like, even before that, like...
I feel like this starts from...
Day dot.
The first time you ever message them, it starts there.
Yeah, like, how you arrange the date, how you, like, talk to them, how you text them. It's, like, all these, like, little things are, like, a turn on to, like, the final thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you feel like it starts when you're like in bed or something, that's not right.
Oh, you
that's
are very wrong.
Very wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Say you have like a disagreement about something. They do something that they don't think of you before they do something. They're just being a bit selfish, let's just say. And then they want to go on a date and like have sex afterwards. But like that thing that happened in the morning is still on your mind. Like you can't.
Yeah.
Like even if it's even if you're over it, whatever, you've like accepted whatever's happened, it's still gonna be playing on your mind, and like you're not gonna be as
intimate.
Like you're
what, like if they've done something to annoy you and you still have sex,
yeah,
and
like
you're
even
like...
if it's a smallish thing, just like even just like not thinking of someone,
like you know how kind of like what you were saying, but like we notice like the little things, right? And like yeah, if someone does something like even a little bit like weird, we like take note of it, even if we don't necessarily say it, we like know it. But it's like it's hot when a guy will like will be self-aware and like actually recognize that and say it themselves first, so like we don't have to bring it up because like they recognize their own actions. It's like
so
that is
true.
Like self-awareness is like so attractive, obviously.
I feel like it's such a turn on as well. Like if say you're at a party and like say your boyfriend's really extrovert, like they want to chat to everyone, it's so hot when they come over to you and like make everyone know that you're their girlfriend. Stuff like that like makes me have sex with them because like that's really hot. But like the opposite when like say you're at a party and like your boyfriend
goes off
like it's him all night, God. And like he's chatting to everyone,
like would they even know if you went like
home? They wouldn't even know if you went home. Like that is such a turn off, and like that does not make me want to
because it's like someone who is like gonna like look after you, but like not in a way that's like, oh, you're like needy and you need to be there all the time.
Like
somebody like
need...
wants to
like you don't, I feel like same with both of us, like we can go to a party and like talk to anyone and like we'll be fine on our own, but like
but
it's more the didn't come alone, and like it's more the like it's like nice to be shown off, nice to be like, especially with other girls. I feel like toxic feminine energy is to, you know, when people are really insecure when they like try and steal what you have because they want to make themselves feel better.
Yeah,
and I feel like
none of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I like that someone is very like they don't entertain that at all.
Yeah,
and like, then they come back to you and like make it just known to everyone that you're there.
Yeah,
I think that's
like,
so nice.
You're like number one. girl. And then also like someone who doesn't entertain like temptations because I feel like that is just a sign of like.
Weakness.
Well, like, it's a sign of, like, their, like, fucking ego being, like... You know, if, like, obviously, if a girl trying to seduce a guy or whatever, and if they, like, fall into that trap, then it's just, like, a sign that they're, like, willing to entertain something short-term over something worthwhile, which is longer-term.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
Like, I personally do not want a guy that's like that.
Same.
You know?
I feel like, also, like, the way they do one thing is, like, how they do everything. Like, I don't know, say... they don't put like they want to be really successful but they don't put any effort in their work, like, or even the gym, for example. Like say they join the gym but they never go to the gym because they don't want to, they can't be bothered to put the effort in. Like I feel like that's a little bit of a red flag now, because like if they're weak to like not have self-discipline, like they're never gonna, I don't know, I feel like they're never gonna...
it's true. And also like how they date you first, like it's not gonna get better from that.
I mean? Like all the red flags are in the beginning, in the beginning,
and like also if anything it's gonna be best at the beginning because everyone is like, each person is trying to show like their best self. So if it's not great at the start, then I don't know why you think it's gonna be better later on. Like are they suddenly just gonna get a new personality, like I don't know, unless they go through this like significant massive self-development journey of their own. And you probably won't be a part of that because it's like their own journey, you know?
Yeah.
Like you've got to not like go for someone for, again, like their potential, like what you think they could be or whatever.
Do you think people can change?
I think they can change if they want to change. Because it's like, but it takes a lot of work. Because if you think about how like difficult or challenging it is for yourself to change, then like if you think that you can change someone else, then it's just like, okay, you're... It's gonna be a while, hun.
It's gonna be a long time.
Yeah. So, what do you think? What really feels good then?
With sex.
In the bedroom, yes.
Oh,
ooh la la. Because, like, I guess what we're saying about, like, guys, not everyone, but, like, guys, even in, like, girls, like, movies and stuff, and, like, porn and stuff like that, is, like, shown us how to, from a young age, how we think sex should be like, right? But actually, like, I don't personally watch porn or anything, but I know that it's very, like, glorified, and it's very, like, performative. And, like, that's not actually what feels good. It's just what
so
looks
true.
Good on the camera.
Also, I feel like it's very, like, porn especially, is very tailored to what men want.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like for men, maybe going like faster or like harder is like good for them. But like for girls, that's absolutely not. Is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Well, not even the opposite, but like sometimes. I feel like you have to, it depends, doesn't it?
It depends, yeah, for sure. But like, honestly, I think the best is like when you feel like that. It's like the connection thing. And yeah. It's like your body's like forming together where it's like,
yeah, and you like feel the love.
Yeah, like fully yeah. though. It's not just about like a quick
yeah
in and out situation. Like, yeah. like you gotta like know so how true. To like move the body and like work true. With the body, you know?
Yeah, I feel like boys are very focused on what feels good for them. Like maybe I know they're thinking about like girls as well, but like for example, like going like really hard and fast, like in and out, like that. that's actually not that nice sometimes. Like it does, we don't really feel anything.
Yeah.
Like if anything, don't. Like you can feel a bit of pain because it's, I don't know, if it's the wrong shape or I don't know, the wrong person. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it can feel really uncomfortable. Yeah. I feel like, and especially if it's like, okay, different if it's like a one night stand and you want it to be like passionate. I don't know,
hot
don't
and happen, passionate, but like, and yeah, heated.
But then, I feel like if you're, I don't know, I feel like you need a mix of like sensual and like,
yeah,
like loving, like yeah. you want to feel no, loved,
yeah, like cared for.
Yeah, I feel like there's a difference between like having sex and then like fucking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, such a difference.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're just constantly like fucking them, like that's not. I don't know, it's not a turn on.
It's definitely not, it's not it really.
Yeah.
But like also you have, I think it's nice when a guy like asks the girl like, does this feel good, or like being like verbal in some way.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know, it makes you, the girl feel like a bit more comfortable to like express how they feel.
Yeah.
And like, I know, I don't know about you, I find it sometimes difficult to say how like, what I want or like, oh, what yeah, I mean, like, too. Because I don't want to like offend the other person.
Especially if it's like been a quite a long time you've been doing the thing that you don't like.
Yeah.
And you can't bring
like,
it up.
It's fucking awkward, isn't yeah, it? But yeah. like, as in, yeah, so that's why I think actually to have like, chats about what you do like and what you don't like is actually probably best out of like not in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because then you're not like in that vulnerable state of like you're like naked or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like but if you're saying it like over breakfast or like on a walk or like something,
yeah.
You're more, it's more of like a conversation. It's not so personal. Do you know what
true.
I mean?
Also I feel like it's kind of like that's kind of turn on because like yeah. then you're thinking about it but like you yeah, can't, you do, can't do it
yeah. yeah so it's like then it's like for later you yeah. know rather than if you say it like when you're in bed it just I feel like maybe you, one person would get like a bit offended or like take it more personally because you're like already so in that situation you
yeah
know?
So true. Also I was gonna say I feel like it's really hot when it's like a surprise like if it's in a place or at a time when like you kind of shouldn't but like
yeah.
I feel like that's such a turn on.
Yeah, like the excitement and like yeah. the thrill.
The
love of yeah. thrill. Yeah, so I think also that's why I think like you should focus more about each other and not just like doing something because you saw it somewhere else or
yeah.
like because also when you watch like a lot of porn and like movies and stuff like that, it kind of like it glorifies it and takes you away from the present moment because you feel like you have to act a certain way but like actually you don't
yeah
and definitely. It sets the expectation which again is never good for anyone
yeah
and also yeah every partner is different because what you like with one partner is going to be different with another partner so you need to like experiment have that communication
yeah
talk
yeah I know like, I think that's like
talking is a big part of it
yeah I feel like that's a really hard part but like
yeah it's a hard part
but it has
to be done
yeah.
Hey, does dick size matter?
For me, it does a little bit. Yeah, I feel like it's more the how you use it.
Yeah.
Than, yeah, it doesn't matter too much, but like it does matter a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's like you need to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like sometimes it actually doesn't matter. Like if you're on the smaller scale. It doesn't matter. Actually, sometimes it might feel better because you, if you know how to like use it, yeah. then like it doesn't matter. But then, yeah. obviously, if it's like on the really big scale, that like hurts.
Yeah, so. That hurts. I had a friend that got like she actually everything ripped. I know.
Oh
she
my
had to
god!
Be, like,
wow.
Have some surgery.
Yeah, like wow. So that's why
but
you
that's
have to
not nice.
Be careful. Be gentle.
Like, yeah, be gentle. Also, do you believe that? if it's the right person, like, it should feel, like, you know, normal. You know, like, some people, it doesn't feel quite right. Like,
I think it takes time to understand each other's body, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think sex on the first time is, like, ever, like, the best, because you don't know each other's body. But, like, well, obviously, it depends on the situation. Mm. But, like, I think it takes, like, a while. Well, not a while, but it takes, like, yeah, maybe a while to, like, actually understand what each other's like and, like, work with each other's body.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, when you do something for the first time, it's never going to be perfect. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it needs to, like, you need to build on it in practice and get better, and, like, that's when it gets better.
Right. Yeah, so true. I guess for girls, it's, like, the soul connection. Yeah, also.
It's like the emotional part. It's like a big. Okay, so now we're gonna move on to sex toys.
Ooh la la.
Thoughts?
Well, personally for me, I don't really use them. I've had them in the past, but I don't really think that they're for me.
Yeah. Like, ever had sex with sex toys?
Yeah, and I. Like, it doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I prefer... Like, for me, I think... Because I... Yeah, it's more of, like, the soul connection. I don't know. Like, for me, it's, like, about love.
Yeah.
Which sounds really cheesy. Too. And, like, obviously, like... Yeah. That We're, doesn't like, mean, like,
cute
be...
romantic yeah, guys.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't mean it has to be, like, really slow and sensual all the time. But, like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not... Like, actually, I don't really like that much.
you need a mix,
You
right?
need a mix, yeah. But, like, I don't think... Like, I get more turned on, like, when it's the person.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Because it means a lot more. Like, I think it's, like, them... I feel like with sex, so it's, like, them trying to make you orgasm, but for me, that, like, puts pressure on it, and it doesn't make me... I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah. Do you think sex toys is, like, good to use on your own?
I think for some people... I feel like every person is different. Like, I know a lot of friends that swear by them, like...
Same.
That, like make like a lot of girls obviously find it hard to orgasm, and I feel like a lot of girls that I know, that's been the turning point where
they can orgasm. Same.
But for me, it wasn't the case at all. Like, I did have one, and like I did experiment for, but I feel like it doesn't really
it's
do.
Not like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like it doesn't make a difference to me.
And also, I want to say, like, for the girls that are listening, not having an orgasm is actually very common.
It's so common.
And also, like, to have an orgasm during sex is very rare.
Yeah.
So don't feel, like, bad if you haven't had one, basically.
And don't make anyone else feel like you should feel bad because of it. I feel like a lot of boys take it so personally, but, like, it's not even... Well, obviously, it's about them a bit.
How about you just do better?
Like, it's not even about, like, we were saying before, like, it's not even the physical act as such. Like, they could still be doing the right...
It's your mind.
Like, they could be doing exactly the same thing as you do to, like, make yourself orgasm. But if they've done something to annoy you or they have been a bit selfish, like, that is on your mind, even if it's subconscious. And I feel like, for me, that won't... Like, I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen because that's... on my mind, like I feel like if that keeps happening, like if you can orgasm by yourself, and I feel like if it's not happening with someone else, like there must be a reason why. If they're physically doing all the right things, like I think you have to turn inwards and like address what is actually going on.
I feel like with the whole orgasm thing, it fully is like your mind.
Mm,
like, because you know how you can do like tantra and like you can orgasm from like thought alone.
Yeah.
I think like it truly is a mindset thing, and it's like the practice of being present in the moment and not thinking about like what you should do or like the outcome.
Yeah, or like thinking about the other person. Like,
like you
watching
have to truly,
you or like having you look or like,
It's like a. You have to go inwards with that, I think.
Yeah.
But I think, like, sex toys, obviously, it has its place, like, alone. Personally, I don't feel like I'm the same. I don't feel like it does anything for me when I'm with the other person because I'm, like, sex to me is, like a human connection thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it might make it more exciting, like, in the future. Like, in the future,
like,
when
it's
you
nice to, like, mix it up once in a while.
Yeah, but I think, like... in general,
yeah,
like it's not something I would turn to straight away kind of thing.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, obviously everybody is so different, so that doesn't necessarily mean that's like the right or wrong thing, because I know like people who swear by it and like love it. So it really just depends on like your own preference, I think.
Yeah, so true.
Kind of going off the sex topic, but how much do you think looks actually matter? Like, what is your type?
I do think looks matter. Like, I do have to be attracted to them. I have to be attracted to them, even if they're like, maybe they're not a 10, but like, I feel like you just feel really attracted to some people, like, even if you know they're not like typically good looking.
Yeah.
So yeah, it doesn't have to be like, I don't have to go for 10s every time. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but I do think you have to be attracted to them.
100%.
Because I feel like I've definitely been there where you've like given someone a chance that you love their personality so much, but you're not really physically attracted to them. And I feel like it never really works for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
I think the same. I think, like, I don't think it's, like, the whole deal. Like, as in, like, it's not obviously only about looks, but I think, obviously, you have to be attracted to the person. Like, and like you said, it is, might not be in a stereotypical way of, like, who your, like, usual type is. But, yeah, you've got to be, like, physically attracted to them. Otherwise, I feel like that's just a friend, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's a big aspect of the relationship.
Like, you have to be physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I think, like,
definitely,
you need this physical, you need, like, the mental, and you also need, like I said, the spiritual. So looks, the physical, is a important part, because you want to be, like, intimate with them, and you want to, like, like, obviously looks matter in that sense. But I don't think it's, like, I think looks isn't necessarily the first thing, because, you know, like, when you meet a guy and, like, they're not actually your, like, really your type, or you just, like, don't really fancy them at first, but then you get to know them and their personality makes them so much more attractive.
Definitely. And or the, like, opposite. Like, if it's someone really good looking, or, like, stereotypically really good looking, and then you get to know them and their personality is so unattractive, like,
The worst.
Like, I don't feel attracted to them at all.
No, like, someone who's, like, say, stereotypically really, really hot, like, a 10 or whatever, but, like, they're super stuck up, or, like, they're really rude, or they're just, like, not a nice person. That's,
or,
like,
arrogant.
Really, like, it's cringe. It's, like, such a turn off.
Yeah.
But, like, say a guy, he's, like, all right.
He's all right.
He's all right. And then, but then you, like, speak to them, and, like, even, like, small things for me, like, style is such a turn on. Like, knowing how to, like, style yourself, and, like, because I feel like it's a representation of yourself, right? Like, obviously, you have, like, your human body, but then the way that you style yourself is extension of how you represent yourself to the world, so, like, that's also going to be, like, almost part of their personality, so that's an added thing. And, like, little things like the things that they do, like the way they hold themselves, like music taste,
confidence.
Like confidence, like all these little things, like add on to someone that could be a 6 and then they could be like an 8 or like a 9 almost a 10 maybe.
I think it doesn't matter too much, and I feel like everyone's type is so different, like what you think is really attractive, like, it might be so different to me, for your 10 might be my 6, you know,
obviously.
And,
like, also I think as, like, we've gotten older, we realize that the type isn't to do with the looks. We all have a preferred type in terms of looks, obviously, whether it be, like, you know, tall, dark, handsome, whatever. If I look at the people I've dated, they've all been, like, quite different in the ways that they look, but there's, like, a commonality of their interests, or their, like, personality, or their, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think the type lies within more of so who they are, not what they look like.
What's your physical, like, if you were to describe your type on just based on the physical, what would you describe?
Like, tanned, dark and handsome, I guess. Like, tall, you know, like, obviously into, like, their health, so, like, good body. Like, I think kind of my type is the things that mirrors, like, the things that I like and do for myself. Like, obviously if I'm, like, really into, like, my mindset and self-development and health and fitness, like, I want someone that's gonna, like, also be the same, because if that's, like, the one of the most important things to me, then if someone else doesn't, like, value that, then it's gonna be hard for me to connect with them on, like, a deeper level. But I say that, like, obviously that's my preferred type is looks, but then, like, I've dated people who are, like, quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite,
And, like, it doesn't mean that I like them any less. It just, it's just different.
So true. I mean, the same thing. I feel like people that I've dated have been very different physically, but I wouldn't say there's, like, any, I don't like someone any more or any less just based on that. But I guess if I was to say who catches my eye the most, like, generally, it's normally taller boys with, like quite muscular, not, like, completely ripped,
just, like, good
toned,
yeah,
you know? and like healthier, like into sport. Yeah. Because I'm really, yeah, like, I like sport. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel, yeah, that. And then like, I usually go for people with like blonde or brown hair.
Blonde or brown hair? Well, basically both.
No, like light brown. Like, okay,
oh,
brown.
Yeah, like blonde, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, like surfer dark guy. Blonde. Yeah.
She loves a surfer guy. So if you're a surfer guy, you can...
You can date
no,
me.
No, Harry's in her celibacy.
I'm in my celibacy. I'm
so,
not dating
don't
anyone.
DM. That's so funny.
Will be rejected.
Yeah, rejected. No, yeah.
Kidding.
The guy on the vision board. For me, actually, sometimes it's not just about the like the physical like features or like, yeah, looks. It's like, for me, it's like actually how you style yourself. Like,
yeah, you're big on style.
Yeah, like style, the way that you like, yeah, and like I love guys that are like creative, like not the norm, if that makes sense. Like, think outside the box. They're like,
yeah. So you have to look like you're outside the box.
But like, just like fun, and I'm not really into like corporate guys.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah.
Like, I, you, yeah, know, just like not really my vibe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're great, they're very nice, but like not,
yeah, it doesn't like compliment,
it doesn't
you,
compliment, like we wouldn't, yeah, gel, like,
yeah.
I just think our mindsets are very different. Like, even if they're really hot, like, it just there's no connection, you know. But obviously, see, you never know, because you never know who can surprise you sometimes.
True. Yeah, yeah, that's so true. I feel like for me, style and like their job doesn't matter so much to me, but it's like, it does matter, of course, a little bit, but like, it doesn't, I don't know, like I've definitely like dated people from either ends of like, like I've dated someone from finance and like dated someone that has their own business, like,
yeah,
I feel like it really, I don't know, it doesn't make me like them more or less.
Yeah,
I think obviously it shows different qualities in someone, but I don't think for me it like changes that much. My attraction,
yeah, well, no, it's not, I'm not saying like I like a guy based on like their, oh, style, yeah, no, or their job. It's more about like, for example, if they are like someone who maybe does like something similar to me, like has their own business or whatever,
yeah,
it means that they think a different way. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's more so like the mindset behind it, not like the outcome,
yeah,
of it. It's like,
yeah,
if they're an entrepreneur,
like
if they're like, they have gone their own path, to me that's like interesting to me, because like then I want to hear about their story, and then I want to hear about how they think, and then I'm like, that probably like aligns with how I think, because, yeah, I'm like that, you know.
Yeah,
whereas like someone who's not like that, it doesn't mean it's good or bad, it just means that just, like, we just see differently, and like,
yeah,
that's, I don't connect with someone, I maybe won't find a connection as much like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But should we answer some questions from our audience? So I got some questions from you guys. I asked on my stories, and I asked you to ask me anything about what we just chatted about. So someone just goes, sex. Yeah. How to even meet guys that align if you don't vibe with meeting on apps or in clubs, etc.
Oh, I feel like, number one, don't go to a club to look for a guy that you want to date.
Oh, yeah, club is...
They are not looking to date there, I don't think.
Listen, if you're not a club girl, then, like, why are you in a club looking for a club,
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, no. You know? You don't want to... No. I feel like you definitely don't want a party boy if you're not a party girl.
No, none of that. Big, so, red, I think just, like, in terms of meeting guys that align, it's, like, just do what you love doing and you'll just, like, meet someone,
yeah,
along the way. Like, I don't think also... Like, you don't look for, like, aligned people. I feel like they just come to you,
yeah,
when you're doing like stuff that you love, you know.
True. But I feel like you also have to like
put yourself out there.
Yeah, put yourself out there, like, because I feel like, say, I don't know, say you're really into yoga and you always go to this one yoga studio to do your yoga, like, maybe if you're not meeting anyone there and you like are looking to meet someone, maybe try a few different yoga studios out, or like go to a yoga event, or like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean, like do the thing that you love, but like branch out from that.
100%. How I see it now is like, when looking for a partner, is like, don't look at it in such a way of like, I'm looking for,
yeah,
a boy,
I know,
or like
I'm that's it, like instantly repelling it.
For me, I'm like, just look for connections.
Mm.
Like, for example, the yoga thing. Mm. Just like, literally start talking to someone as like a friend, because some people surprise you. You never know. Like, if I, yeah, think about some of the guys that I've like dated or whatever, I'm like, I would never expect myself to like, if I was to just think of it, like, they wouldn't be like the first person I'd be like, oh, I like would want to date them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
so
some
true.
People can surprise you. So instead of looking, because when you're looking, it's like you're setting an expectation, right?
True.
But when you're just searching for, or not even just searching, when you're just like making connections, you're just like open, and you're not putting,
yeah,
any like blocks,
definitely,
on anything, and then like things can eventuate a lot more like seamlessly and like naturally.
And I feel like law of attraction as well, like if you if you are constantly like looking for something and you feel like you don't have it, like you're never going to attract it.
True.
Truth.
What was the other bit though? She said two things.
If you don't vibe with meeting on apps and stuff. And yeah, don't feel like you have to be on apps or like in clubs to search for guys just because that's like the stereotypical way to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's one way to do it, but there's also a million other ways to do it. So like, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously being in that open energy as well, because you could be doing things you love, but if you're not like open to receiving, then you won't attract.
Yeah.
So it's just opening up your energy, just being like happy within yourself.
Yeah. I think also like, you know, if you make, like if you have like a mental list of like things that you want to look for in a partner or like what they're into, I think you have to be all of those things before you even attract someone. Because so I feel like if you're, for example, like this girl, like maybe you don't go to clubs, but like if you're going to clubs, like looking for a guy, but you don't really like clubbing, you're just not going to attract the right person.
Yeah. You have to become, so like when people say like, I want this kind of guy, you have to write down, so like the next question is manifesting a dream partner. What I would say, write down all the qualities that you want in a partner and become them yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like you, like I said, life is a mirror, so you can't attract someone that you're not.
Yeah.
Like in some way or another, obviously you won't be exactly the same, but like if you're someone who wants someone who's like successful, loving, caring, loyal, confident, all these things,
you have to be
yourself, because why would someone who's like, you know, all those things, look for someone who's like lacks confident, has no purpose, doesn't know what they're doing with life. Like,
same with like the gym. You know? I feel like I have a few friends that they don't exercise at all. Like they don't like how they look and stuff, and they want to attract a guy that is really muscly and like. But like, I feel like if you're, I mean, obviously everyone like is into different things, but like I feel like if you're looking for a really muscly guy, like they're probably looking for a girl that's like into sport as well, because like that's just their mentality and like that's what they look interest. For.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, like, it doesn't mean it's a good or a bad thing. It's just that's what they're into.
Yeah.
So I feel like people look for, you know?
But I think, writing down, being clear on what you're looking for, and write down like little things as well that you think like are really random, but you would want, like, do you want someone who like, I don't know, texts you like a certain thing every day, or like does like little thing, like little gestures, like just be like that granular about it, because you never know what can manifest. And also with manifesting, like, writing down, I just created like a vision board for this year, and I've put down like pictures that inspire me about, I don't know, the kind of like love and relationship that I want, and I would say like that, and just also like write it down and then like let it go. Like, don't be so obsessed about it, and don't be like every person you meet, like, do you check this? And it's like,
also because then you attach so much pressure and expectation on it, when just because maybe they have, like, you say you've written like blue eyes, black hair, like
I don't write stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I feel like you should kind of veer away from the physical.
Yeah, and more so about like someone's energy, someone's personality. Like, energy is a big one for me.
Yeah,
like I can tell if I like someone through like their energy and like their, even like their, like, you know, like their eyes, like if someone seems like a really kind person, and like you can just tell someone's like aura.
Yeah,
I think like that's like stuff like that.
Yeah, so true.
Okay, feeling confident in myself when I'm interested in someone.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think like with that, it just comes back to being like confident in yourself no matter who you're with,
and I feel that, like, just like knowing yourself.
Yeah, like, knowing yourself properly, like, true. Doing the work on yourself, because getting to the stage where, you know, you're confident in yourself, then it doesn't matter about what other people think about you. It doesn't even have to be in a romantic sense, but like just people in general.
Yeah.
And I think that takes time to build yourself, obviously, to be confident in yourself if you're not now. But I think it's just putting the focus back on yourself, doing those like daily habit things that I always talk about. Putting yourself as your first priority, and also I would like take a step back from even like looking at what other people are doing, and like, because I think that can be a big distraction, because it can encourage comparison and what are other people thinking. But when you kind of put all the energy back onto yourself, you create this like bubble, and like I don't know, create a version of self that you love so much, and that's through daily habits, that's through doing the things that you want to do, like actually following through, that's through surrounding yourself with people who make you feel good, and doing also things that challenge you, that boost your confidence. I think one of the main ways to boost your confidence is by literally doing what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing, if you're saying that you want to do some things but you're not doing them, it's basically like knocking yourself down every time, because you're saying to yourself like you're not that important to actually follow through what you want to do.
True. And being honest like with every conversation, because like even like if you're telling a story and you exaggerate way more, like I feel like if you're not being completely honest, like I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And like your confidence, because you're afterwards you're probably thinking, oh, like why did I do that?
Yeah, you're like
yeah. And I feel like not putting them on a pedestal also.
Yes, that's such a good one.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe you see, like, I don't know if it was a girl?
A girl, yes.
Yeah. Like, maybe you see this guy as, like, a, like out of your league, or, like, not even out of your league, just, like, you see him in a, just on a pedestal, I guess, when you should be putting yourself on the pedestal.
Yeah, or, like, just seeing you guys as equal, because at the end of the day, we're all the same. And it's, like, when you put someone on a pedestal, you're, again, creating this version of themselves that, like, that's not actually them. And it also feels weird, you know, like when you can tell someone puts you on a pedestal and you're like, it's just like not weird, it's just like weird weird energy. Okay, so someone asked about feminine energy.
I think true feminine energy is being like kind and in touch with your emotions, and like really knowing yourself and like loving yourself, even your like your shadow self, I guess. And being so open to receiving, and like not controlling, and because I feel like the dark feminine is like controlling and
overthinking, anxious,
jealous.
Yeah,
I feel like when you're especially jealousy, I feel like that's such a huge one for loads of girls. Like, I think if you're feeling jealous and like you have to be, I feel like if a situation arises where you feel jealous, you have to take a step back, because like of course you can feel jealous, that's a natural emotion, but I think if you dwell on the jealousy, like you're, when you're in that state, you're instantly repelling the masculine, because they can pick up on that even from a subconscious level. So I feel like,
and with the whole like feminine energy, I think obviously everyone has a balance of feminine and masculine, but I think in terms of relationships and being, or like dating or anything like that, being, that's our as females, I think that's when we should embrace our feminine energy, because you know, we have masculine energy when we're like in work and when we need to like take more in control of things and like even working out and that kind of stuff, but obviously it's a balance because there's like feminine energy in that too. But I feel like when it comes to relationships, we need to like trust and be okay with being vulnerable and tapping into our feminine energy, that is receivership, that's okay, is okay to like be given stuff and like be taken care of, like that's not, we don't need to put up this front to be like I'm this like independent woman and like so I don't need no man, like vibes, you know. You can be like actually it's okay to be vulnerable and accepting some guys, and I think that's something that I have tried to work through more as well, because I think growing up I've been very like independent and
same,
like we've just grown up, like my, me and my siblings, we've just grown up to be like pretty independent and like I've moved away from home since I was 18, so I've had to like just do a lot of things myself, and when it I've noticed myself when it comes to receiving things, like not even just like romantically, but even like on a friend level from people I don't know that well, I find it quite difficult to receive it, like I don't want people to think that I'm like using them or anything like that, but actually why would they think that, do you know what I mean?
It's like, especially it's, if someone offers like they want to like give you love and
so it's like leaning into that and like accepting it and trusting it and having confidence and trust in yourself that like what you are is enough, and that you don't need to do anything to like prove that you're like this amazing person, because you already are.
True. I think as well, like true feminine energy is like having the strength to like walk away from something that isn't like isn't serving you as well. I feel like if a situation happens with a guy and you walk away from it, that will like that just shows that you're your highest feminine self.
Exactly. And it's like not settling for what like potentially could be good, or settling for something because you're not sure if something better is going to come along. I think that's just like blocking you from like something that could be even more aligned coming your way, you know.
Yeah, so true.
Okay, Someone asked, advice about never being in a long-term relationship at 26, feeling super behind, sad face.
Oh, don't be sad about that. I feel I wasn't in a long-term relationship until I was, how old am I? Yeah, until I was
28. You're 28, huh?
I'm 28. Until I was 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I definitely, like, once you stop looking, it comes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I went through, like, I dated a few people and, like, I got frustrated sometimes with the outcome. But even if I necessarily didn't even like them that much, because I guess I liked the idea of, like, having a relationship, but, like, actually I didn't want a relationship with those people.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I stopped looking for it and I started focusing on myself, that's when it happened.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to, like, step away from the feeling of, like, that you're lacking something or that you're weird, because I know so many of my friends that haven't been in long-term relationships.
Yeah. And also, just because you're in a long-term relationship doesn't mean you're happy. I feel like people think, like, they're in, like, if they see someone in a relationship, they're like, oh my god, they're in a relationship, their life must be perfect. It's like, no. Like, there's literally so many relationships that are so, like, toxic and bad. Like, I don't think the relationship should be, like, the end goal. And also, 26 is still super young. Like, I'm 26 and I've had, like, one relationship, like, long-term relationship, and, like, I don't feel like that's a bad thing. If anything, I think it's a good thing that you're not, like, willing to just settle for someone that is not, like, what your standard, you know? Like, and I think it'll be super special when you do get into that relationship for the guy as well, because they're like, I'm your, like, first, do you know what I mean? And, like, also, I wanted to say not to get so caught up in, like, the timeline, this imaginary timeline that we create as a society to, like, be in a relationship at a certain time or like be married by a certain time. I think we're kind of going away from that at the moment, which is great, but like everyone's timeline is so different. So like, for example, you might have a friend that has been in a long-term relationship since they were like 20 or something, and they're like, it's 26, but you never know that they might break up with their partner at like 30, and then what?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you can't compare and you can't, like, don't feel behind, because like, where you are exactly where you should be right now, and like, you just have to trust that process and not get too caught up in like needing to be somewhere else, and just literally just build yourself up at this time, because I feel like the more you build yourself up and the older you get, the person that's going to come into your life that's meant to be here long term will be even more aligned.
Yeah, so true.
You know,
I think as well, like, if you're, so maybe at this, like, the person that asked this, like, maybe you've dated quite a lot and maybe there's something that's like blocking you. I feel like sometimes, you know, when you move to a new area, like, more people are aligned. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe because I remember in England, like, I felt like there was no one around that I really was like that fussed about, or like, I don't know, I felt like every time I'd like try and, I don't know, date someone, like, it just didn't feel like it was natural. So like, maybe you need to look at like your area, like what you're doing. Yeah, I guess like
looking at your life
and like looking, like, even what we said about that list, like manifesting what you want, like you have to be that list as well. So I feel like you have to do some like self-development work as well, like, in order to get what you want.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, because if you don't feel aligned with like where you are, whatever, maybe that's the reason why you're not meeting people, because like your ideal partner maybe isn't there.
Yeah,
he's like
in another country.
Yeah, he's another country living his dream life. Okay, how to deal with insecurity/jealousy and insecurity with social media, for example, likes and that kind of stuff. This is like, this is an interesting one, because I feel like actually it's so common.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, because like most people have social media, so you can't really be like, don't be on social media. And also, I feel like with that is like just being whole within yourself and confident in yourself. And to be honest, like every girl gets like, I don't know, I think every girl gets like jealous in like one way or another, but not enough. I feel like I'm at a point where it's, like, not enough to, like, doubt myself.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, if I see someone else and I'm, like, oh, they're, like, really hot or, like, But I'm, like, at the end of the day, if that person wants to be with you, then they're going to choose you. And also, it's not just about looks. Like, I really try and take the focus off of looks, because social media is mainly about
like looks, right? Because it's like physical, you see people's pictures, and it's like also not really necessarily a real like representation of someone in real life. I've met many people who are like, they seem so different on social media, and then when I meet them I'm like, oh, like different. You know, and it's like going back to the point of like, if you're confident in yourself and you know what you have to offer and that's enough, then the right person will stay by you.
True. I think as well, if you're in a relationship and your boyfriend's like liking other girls' pictures, like bikini pictures, and
that's weird.
I think, yeah, like,
I'm sorry, but that is weird. Sorry, like, that's tough.
Yeah, I think you need to, well, I like, even like, you can confront him, but like, I wouldn't do it in a way of like, you're doing this, like,
yeah, just say
like,
how are you
just come from it from like a feminine place. You're sad that, because it makes you feel he's interested in other girls. Because I feel like a lot of times boys like pictures without even really thinking.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Boys are very simple. Like, they just, you know what I mean? Like, they're not in a bad way. They're just wired differently. Like, if they see something and someone looks good, they probably just like it without even, like, it doesn't mean that they want to cheat on them. Yeah, cheat on you. But, I mean, I find it, I don't like it. When someone, like, I feel like, it depends also on the person, because I feel like some people really don't care.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you do care, and like, you can know in your gut if it feels wrong to you. So I feel like you have to trust that feeling, and like, it's not too much to ask. For someone not to do that,
because it's like your boundaries, and also it's like, if that upsets you, then like, they should. It's not like a big deal to not like people's pictures.
Nothing.
But also I feel like, it depends on the person, because it's like, it's not just about, you know, telling someone. You shouldn't have to tell someone not to like someone's pictures. It's like, why are you doing that? So it's about knowing the intention. And like, I know what you mean, because I personally, it's a turn off when I see a guy and he's following like all these girls and like likes every single girl's pictures. Like, it's such a turn off. It's just, why? Do you know what I mean? But if you're seeing them, like, you should probably communicate that towards them. And like, you never know their answer. Because like, I remember I was dating a guy in uni, and he would like always like girls' pictures. I was like, why do you do that? Because that's like a turn off for me. And also, like, I don't do that with guys, so I don't see the point in it. Because I'm like, I know from a girl's perspective, if a guy likes a girl's photo, like, unless you're their friends or something like that, you would get the impression that's like, oh, they think I'm like hot. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, what else would you think? Or, you know, that kind of thing. And and so maybe the guy didn't see that, but like, that's just how girls think. So if we know that and we get the like intention behind it, then like, why can you not do that? And like, I don't know, I think it depends. But in terms of like feeling insecure about it, I think just don't see it as like a competition thing with you. Like, don't start comparing yourself to these girls, or like looking through the girl, like, we've all been there, like looking through photos and stuff, but it just makes us feel shit after. So like, don't even, just focus on yourself, like, be clear of your communication, say it, and then like, based on his response, then you can make a decision on like how you feel.
I think as well, like, even before you have that conversation, I feel like if you see that happening, like, I don't know, go for a walk or something, and like, figure out before you even bring up that conversation, like, what you're gonna do with the information that he gives you. Like, if he's gonna say, so for example, one reaction would be really defensive, like, he's not gonna change, like, what are you gonna do with that information? Like, you have to decide before the conversation happens. Like, if you're gonna leave him, I mean, worst case, like, you have to know that before the conversation happens, because I feel like otherwise you're gonna be a bit lost and feeling a bit shit.
You have to go with your gut feeling as well. Like, if someone's doing that, is it like pure innocence, or is it, is there like another intention behind it? And it's like, it's a fine line with that though, because I know I don't like it when guys like follow those girls.
Definitely.
It's just like cringe.
It's horrible. I think just like, come at the conversation with a sense of like hurt and like sadness, rather than like telling them off.
Because
boys get defensive, and definitely done that so many times, and like, it never works.
You have to come from it like, oh, this is how it makes me feel, not like you're doing this.
And like, even just ask him
why do you do
what's
that
missing in our relationship to like make you want to look outside of it. And like, then maybe you can like work on it together.
True. Okay, advice on going on your own self-development journey whilst in a relationship. I think we kind of touched on this earlier, but it's about having your own separate lives, as well as being able to be able to come together and like improve on that, because just because you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean that you suddenly have to stop your own self-development. And I can understand how that does happen, because, you know, when you're in a relationship, you do like everything together and like, yeah, you kind of forget about your own priorities. But I think that's why it's actually very important to set an intention from the get-go to be like, look, like, you know, this is amazing, but like, I need like a certain amount of time, like I need my mornings, or like I need like this time of day to like do my own thing, because this is really important to me. And also hopefully he will be into the same thing as well and like accept that and do his own thing.
I feel like he will definitely want you to do that as well, because I feel like boys love girls that like go for their dreams, or like be the best version of themselves.
So
I feel like everyone should be doing that.
And also like you can encourage each other to do that, like do little self-development exercises together, and like go on like
car game.
And like go on like sound healing things together, or like you know, like you can do it together too. It doesn't have to be just separate, but obviously keeping like some separation I think is healthy in a relationship.
I think as well, like for me anyway, looking back on my past relationship, and like I definitely like lost myself a bit. I feel like looking back, like it would have been good for me to like book, I don't know, like retreats and stuff, like for me, like just to develop myself. So I feel like, just like using that as like a resource to work on yourself and having that space away from someone.
For sure, for sure. And like, don't forget to date yourself whilst you're in a relationship with someone else too. Like, still take yourself out for dinner, still like go to things alone. Like, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you have to do everything together. Like, you still are yourself, and like one per, like you're two separate people, two separate souls, so you should still do things that like give yourself love as well. You don't just need love from like one other person, you know. Okay, overcoming a breakup, would you recommend becoming friends after time apart?
I don't really know how to answer this, because I feel like I'm in the same situation, but I think that you can be friends after a breakup. However, I think it's good to have some space. Like, I feel like you need time and space apart.
Yeah.
And like, preferably not talking also, which I am currently struggling with. But I think, I don't know. I think you can be eventually, but I think initially it's harder. Unless, I think it depends also on the way you broke up.
Yeah, so true.
And like how long you dated for.
Yeah, like there's so many factors that go into it. I think you can be friends with your ex, but it has to be, you have to have no communication at first. So you have to like give yourself, each other time, like fully apart. And also I feel like it would only happen like years down the line kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, we're not gonna like suddenly be able to be friends with someone we were like romantically involved with. It's like we just don't think like that.
Yeah.
And so like that's why we need to like move on ourselves and then maybe become friends, because we know that we aren't right for each other. I think that's like the way that it would happen.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's different as well if you say if you've been together for like 10 years and like the last five years became friends, like maybe you didn't have sex for 5 years, like then it's so different. But I think if it was like a romantic relationship and like you were like still having sex and like it still felt like a relationship, I think then it's a lot harder to be
true
friends.
True, because like after my first relationship we were still like in the same friendship group, and even though we broke up we would see each other, and like it definitely wasn't just friends straight away. Do you know what I mean? Like that's why you need to actually give each other time apart and like actually fully move on, and then you see it as friends. But I know what you mean, like if you're in like a crazy long relationship and the past like few years have been like literally just I've like literally just been friends, then like I can see that happening more, because actually that happened to one of my friends. He was like dating a girl and they just like were friends in the end, because they just felt more friends than romantic.
I can get that.
How do you handle your bestie starting to date seriously when you're single yourself?
I think it should be happy.
I think like, I guess I can answer this, because like when you were dating your ex, I was like dating, but I wasn't like in a serious relationship or anything like that. And I remember like when we lived together as well at the time, And like I noticed you were like going, and it was like during lockdown too, and like you were spending quite a lot of time at his, and then I was like at home, locked down. Yeah, great, love that for me. But like, I was obviously like happy for you, but I think we had a conversation about this. I said to you, I was like, I just feel like you still need to like prioritize your friends as well as being in a relationship. And I understand, because when you're first starting to date someone, it's like super exciting and you want to spend all your time with them and it's like really fun. But I think it's also important to like, yeah, take it slow and also like, again, prioritize your life and yourself. And that includes your friends. So in terms of like, if your best friend is starting to date seriously and you're still single, I think just communicating that and like, maybe, yeah, communicating that, organizing things together.
Yeah, like having, like maybe like locking in like a friend date.
Yeah, yeah. And like doing different things and yeah, just being clear with communication, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you
agree? Yeah, no, I agree. I think like, well, with us, I feel like we started doing like family Sundays and stuff. Like we'd always I'd always be conscious, like be home on like Sunday afternoon so we could do our family Sunday.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, having little like friend dates and like going on walks and stuff. I mean, it was hard for us because it was lockdown,
yeah,
and like we were both working as well, but yeah, no, yeah, I feel like that helped.
And like just not holding any resentment towards the other person too, like just being like literally just saying how you feel, because that's like the best way you can go about it. Because if you're like resenting them, being like, you know, and then like not wanting to hang out with them or like making your own friends, and then that's how the friendship kind of distance apart, it's like the other person might not even be aware. So like you actually need to just tell them.
Yeah, so true.
But in a way that's like, oh, you know, working together, not in a way that's like, why are you spending so much time with your boyfriend? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like you have to like you're both like, you both care about each other.
Yeah.
So instead of seeing it as like you versus her, you should see it as like
a team.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, they are all the questions. I hope that has helped. This has been a very long podcast, so this will be a two-part as per. first part dating, second part sex and Q&A.
Yeah,
I think. But thank you so much for listening. I hope this has helped you in some way or another, given you some more insight. And oh, I forgot the challenge of the week, as we always end a podcast with. Okay, so the challenge of the week is to basically explore like your own self and make yourself feel loved first before anyone else. So that can be in like whatever way that feels aligned to you. But I think, you know, amongst like the theme of this podcast, I wanted it to be a message to go back to yourself, because with dating, with other people, these are all things outside of you. You can't control how other people act towards you. You can't control how things eventuate. But what you can control is yourself and how you feel and your energy. So that is like the main thing that you need to take care of and make a priority first. So yeah, that can be in many ways. That can be doing like your daily habits, your morning routine. It can be investing more in like your self-development, reading more, doing like therapy, like all these type of things. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you're like, even if you're in a stage where you're not like, you haven't developed yourself that much, like you're never going to attract the right person. Like maybe you've attracted someone and you've dated for a bit, but like you're never going to attract the right person.
Yeah.
So I feel like until you do the work and like feel confident within yourself and like love yourself, then that's when you're going to meet the right person, and it's going to be so worth it in the end.
Exactly. And if you want more help with that, I obviously have my ebooks and guides available to help guide you through that. My ebook is on your mindset and how to elevate yourself, become the best version of yourself, and then a 21-day reset if you want to kind of start the new year on a good tone and focus on yourself. So I'll leave the links down below. But yeah, thanks for listening as per, and I'll speak to you guys very soon. Bye.
Bye.